Gold is often associated with a couple's 50th wedding anniversary, but years ago, Don Newman found something worth even more to his wife, Millie Liesk Newman. As Millie's anniversary gift, he commissioned a Heidelberg master carver to create a totem pole for his wife. "It tops out at about 24 feet tall," says his son, also Don Newman. The younger Newman says it was dedicated to his maternal grandparents, James and Lillian Liesk. The couple built the family home in downtown Ketchikan on Inman Street in 1917. And after Millie's pole was finished, she and Don raised it at that same home on October 22, 2000. There was a potlatch to celebrate. Millie Liesk Newman died in November. Newman says the family house is now being sold, but he says his mother didn't want that for the pole. So, Newman says she requested it be given to the city of Ketchikan, her hometown, when she died.
Well, you know, she didn't want it sold, and none of us really live in Ketchikan anymore, the kids and her children, and it just seemed the right thing to do. She was pretty excited about it.
Newman says that having the pole in a place where it would have more life meant a lot to his mother.
I thought it was a nice gesture by her.
And so, honoring Millie's wishes and with the house up for sale, the pole was moved on Tuesday.
I didn't realize it was going to, but then, of course, Ketchikan's a small town, so all my buddies and family were up there taking pictures and sending them to me, and now it's back up by the Heritage Center where it belongs.
Newman says the pole looks perfect.
It looks beautiful there. I just got a picture of it from a friend of mine sitting in his new home, and it's gorgeous. They were pretty amazing people, and I think this gift will be something that they could have a little bit of a legacy in Ketchikan for quite a few years to come, I would think.
The James and Lillian Liesk Memorial Pole spent 22 years representing the family on Inman Street. Generations later, Don Newman's gift to Millie continues to represent the family's story. It's just in a new spot now. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.